I do know that the chairwoman of the committee is aware of this initiative and has watched it herself, and I imagine that she'll act in the best faith possible and hopefully just bring it to an end today. But I'm not 100% sure that that will happen, but that's our hope.
If they watch this video, or if they don't watch it, I should say, will you continue?
I'll have to weigh it up, Greg, because there's only so much the body can take, and I'll just make that decision as we go on, and that's what the approach I've taken from the outset is a day-by-day basis.
The argument is that you, other than obviously what you wanted to achieve, you have achieved an awful lot in terms of getting your point of view across, which is not easy in this day and age in the way the media works.
I suppose that's fair to say, and we hopefully have raised awareness about the human lives that are on the line, and brought it to the forefront that all of us should have a fully informed debate, which necessarily includes educating the politicians and ourselves on what happens to the victim in abortion.
You're presuming that people don't know and haven't educated themselves before making these decisions. I mean, that's quite a claim, you know, that I or anyone would make a decision without the facts. You don't want people to have the right to make a decision. That's the bottom line, Tim. You don't want a referendum.
Oh, I don't want to have a vote on who can live and who can die. Absolutely not, Greg. So I just think it's important that the politicians face up to the reality of exactly what they are trying to push towards a vote on.